Zog the Mishnah, Perek Shlishi, Mesech the Shkolim, the third Perek. Dav Zayin Amud Beitz, towards the bottom. Bishloisha Prokim, Bishona Toymen and Salishko. Three times a year, the Torim, the Kahanim, the Gizborim, remove the Kafirs, the Lishka, with all the Shoifers and all the monies that are there collected in order to buy Korbanos Tzibur. What are the three times a year? Beprois HaPesach. Beprois means halfway before a certain time span before Pesach. We know there's a din of Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, Dosh and Hilchos HaPesach. So half of that is 15 days. So Beprois HaPesach means 15 days before Pesach, which is Chodesh Nissan. Beprois HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. Beprois HaChag, and likewise 15 days before Sukkos. Now, this happens to be Rosh Hashanah. We'll see soon the other Tana that holds that it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's the day before Rosh Hashanah. Zog the Mishnah Vayta Vehem Gronos Shel Ma'aseh Behema. These three times are the same times for the Gronos of Ma'aseh Behema. Ma'aseh Behema means you have to be Ma'aser every 10 animals. The 10th one, you have to be Mafrish. So the three times they were Mafrish the Behemoths. They did it these specific times. We'll see soon tomorrow why specifically these times. But these were the three Gronos that were Ma'aseh Behemoths. The Ma'aseh Behemoths, Shavuos time, before Shavuos, before Pesach, and before Sukkos. Zog di Gemara, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's a Bekiva Shita. Bekiva Shita is that just like the Lishkas, where they were Torim three times, Pesach, HaPesach, Atzeres, and Chag, so to the Gronos with those three times. Ben Azay Oimer, no. The three times are different dates. Be'esrim v'tisha ba'adar. Number one, it's the 29th of Adar, and not B'shchodesh Nissan. So it's the day before that. Uve'echad b'sivon. It's not 2 weeks before Atzeres, before Shavuos, but rather it's a few days before Shavuos, B'shchodesh Sivan. Ube'esrim v'tisha ba'av, and it's not 2 weeks before Sukkos, but it's 6 weeks before Sukkos. It's esrim 29th of Av, meaning right before Shchodesh El. So that's the third time. The third shita is Reb Lezer v'Reb Shimon Oimrim be'echad b'nissen. So number one, he says it's be'echad b'nissen. That's Shchodesh Nissan. That's 2 weeks before Pesach. That's like the same shita. The second shita is Be'echot B'Sivan. That's like the second shita. So Be'echot B'Nissan is like the first shita, and Be'echot B'Sivan is like the second shita in the Mishnah. Meaning Rabbi Kiva says Pesach HaPesach, he says Echot B'Nissan, and Ben Azay says that Echot B'Sivan, so he said Echot B'Sivan. He doesn't say 2 weeks before Atzeres. And then he says Be'choftes Be'elul, the 29th of El, meaning not like the first shita on 2 weeks before Sukkos, which is Rosh Hashanah, but rather a day before that, Choftes El. V'loma omu b'choftes El. Why is it Choftes El? Why is it not in Rosh Hashanah? V'lomu b'echad b'tishrei, b'mneishi yontif. It's a yontif Rosh Hashanah. V'efshel asa b'yontif. You can't be ma'asa in yontif. L'fikir rikdemu b'choftes be'el. So you can't be ma'asa in yontif, you do it the day before. Why can't you be ma'asa in yontif? So either the reason is, because since you have to paint the animal that comes out of there red with a sikra, so melez is a tzviya, the raisa, it's a raisa. You can't do it on Rosh Hashanah, you have to do it the day before. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, the Rambam says, be'etzem, the tzviya is not ma'akif. So what's the problem? The problem is that if you're going to be ma'asa, you might come to paint. So melez, that's where you're not ma'asa, because you might come to the sikra, even though it's not ma'akif.
Now, Taisim B'chariz Daf Nun Ches says another reason. He says, Be'etzim, it's only the Tzviya, because Kedusha's Maisa is Be'etzim Chal on its own. And even if you don't count Asiri, it's Kodesh Me'elov. So Mele, it would not be considered Yemakdish B'yontif. You're not doing a Maisa Hekdish B'yontif. So Mele, the problem is only the Tzviya and not the Etzim Maisa.
Zog to Gemara. Omer Rebavo, call Hein de Taninon Pras, whenever it says the word Losha de Pras, like we know, Kedei Achilas Pras. Pras means a kikar, half a kikar. So it's a Kedei Achilas, this man of 9 minutes, or 3 minutes, whatever fluctuates, is a Achilas Pras of a kikar. So Pras means half. Kol Heicha, the Tanina Pras, is Palgo. So over here it's Palgo from the Shleishim Yoim. Palgo the Lamed Yoim Koidem Lemoyed Shedoshim Bil Choysov. We know there's a din. Morim Psochem Davov. Shleishim Koidem Chag. Doshim Bil Chag. So here the din of Shloshim is Prasav, that is 15, and that's the first Shita, that it's 15 days before Pesach, and 15 days before Atzeres, and 15 days before Chag. Now, 15 days before the 30 usual time span. Usually it's 30 days Kodem Chag. So there's a discussion in the Magen Avraham, good point. because there's this big discussion in the Poskim, the Beis Yosef brings it. The din of Shloish Miyam Kodem Achag. Does that apply by Pesach, which has a vast amount of halachas? So you need 30-day time span. Or does it apply by all Yomim Tovim? This is Mashmoyis in the Gemara, by Pesach only. Oymet Moshe was 2 weeks before. Or is it go by all Yomim Tovim? From here, Lamais, it's a Mashmoyis. It says, Lamad Yom Kodem Lamoyed, Doshim Mechoyzov, Omoyadim. And that means pras of that would be 15, and that's the first shita. It's always 15 before. Zogti Gemara, the other shita would say that the din of Shloshim Kodem Achag is applies by Pesach. And Mamela, we say the same din when it comes to Shavuos, even though there's no Lamed Yom over there. Vehein Gronos. These are the Gronos. These are the times that you take off Maaseh Behema. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, why? Bipnei Shehein Pirkei Leida. So number one, Chachomin did a practical application. The times that the animals give birth is these times of the year. That's the Metzius. That's when they give birth. So they gave birth these times of the year. So these are the times that you can be Maaser, because right in the beginning. Another reason. Since the Alila Rego need carbonos, Alila need animals to get there, to utilize. So Mela, you can't eat from the carbon until you're Maaser. So we shtelled back the Maaser at that time period, so Mela, you'll be covered for Alila Rego.
Zok the Gemara Omrav Yudin, a third reason. Shalo Yovoy Lidei Bal Ta'acher. We know there's something called Bal Ta'acher Carbonosov. If a person procrastinates and doesn't bring his carbon after he was mafreshit, so he's oven bal ta'acher. So in order to ensure that he won't forget, so we shtelavek the maisa behemes before the zman of alila regel, before is achag, before is atzeres, before sukkahs and shvuos and pesach. So like this, you won't be oven bal ta'acher, but you'll bring it up right then. Mashengen, if you mafresh the maasa on Chanukah time, by the time comes pesach, you forget about it. So maybe we do it specifically that time.
On that, the Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Yosi kol amasha tivloi over bal ta'acher." And here's a big chiddush. You know that if you wait to remove, to take off the mice or behema, you're over bal ta'acher. If you wait and procrastinate, you're over bal ta'acher. Pashtas bal ta'acher means after you're mafrish and you weren't makriv, that's bal ta'acher. Here we're saying even masha betivloi. Masha betivloi means it's still tevel. I waited to take off the trumas and mitzvahs. Because that's what he's saying by Ma'aseh Behema. We want you to take off the Ma'aseh Behema now and not in the beginning of the year in Chanukah, because it'll be Bal Ta'acher. So we see, Akoponim, that the Etzem Afrosha is also considered Yo'evim Bal Ta'acher, which is a Chiddush in the Shita. Zog the Gemara, Dav Ches Omer Aleph, Tamon Taninon. Tamon Taninon means that we learned Tamon. Zog the Gemara, Tamon Taninon. We learned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. There's three shitas now. Now, this is not the din that we had in the Mishnah. One din in the Mishnah was, when are you ma'asa behema? Just like you turn him the lishka, you ma'asa behema. And we said this three times a year, it's three machloikas. Now we're talking about a different akuda. What's called the fiscal year when it comes to the ma'asa behema? We know that when it comes to hafrosha, you can't be mafish min achodesh alayoshim. Right? So when it comes to fruits, there's certain times that this is called last year's. You can't be mafish, it has to be from that year's. So Maisa Behema has a year. That year, if it's before, born before, then it goes for the previous year's Afrosha. It can't be mafishit on the animals, meaning counting. Let's say you have 9 and there's the 10th. This 10th can't be mafishit. You have 5 over here and 5 over here. It's a different year. That's not combined. It's amateur if it's 10 from 1 year. So what's the year? What's the cutoff date? The fiscal year of Maisa Behema. And that's the three of Machlokes. Zok Dilmoga, Tamon Taninon. We learned over there in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Remeya Oimer, Be'echot Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah Lemaise Behema. We know there's something called Rosh Hashanah Lilonis, Rosh Hashanah for our Rosh Hashanah for Yom Adin. There's a Rosh Hashanah for Maise Behema, is a Rosh Chodesh Elul. So you can't be mafish on one to another. Things that are born before Elul to after Elul do not go together. Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Shimon Oimer, the second sheet is. When is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema? Be'echad B'tishrei, our Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Ben Aza Omer, the third Shita. Ha'eluliyim. How do you say Elul plural? Ha'eluliyim. The Eluls are Ma'asrim B'fnei Atzmon. That's their own fiscal year. You're right. Anything before Elul goes part of the previous year. Anything after Elul is part of the next year. Elul itself, you ma'aser on its own. You have to have 10 from Elul. You can't do 8 from Elul and 2 from Tishrei or 2 from Av. It has to be its own thing. And the Gemara is going to explain, because Ben Azza made a pshara, achra, he had a suffix between the two previous shitas. Is Echad Be'el the cutoff date? Is Echad Be'Tishrei the cutoff date? So he made it Av. I'm sorry, he made El on its own in order not to get into the machloikas of Reb Lozen and Reb Shimon. So Meili said anything from Av is the previous, anything after Tishrei is the next. El has its own. Zok the Gemara. Omer Reb Chuna. Now the Gemara is going to explain the three shitas. Time in the Rameya, the first shita was Echad Be'el Atkan Hein Mischamtsois Leilet Minayishonois. That means as follows. It doesn't really mean Echad. The first shita doesn't really mean Echad Be'el. It just means that when they give birth, they were conceived 5 months earlier. An animal's 5 months conception. So if they gave birth on El, so they were conceived before Nisan. Meaning it's Tolui, the Zman Ibra of the Behemoth, since it's 5 months, so anything that was born is Minayishon, is a Raya Minayishon, the time of the Rameya, why Echad Be'el is the cutoff date, why? Because that's a Raya Minayishonos. Mikan, if it's after Elul, if from Echad Elul on, so then you know it's Maschilos Leder Menachadoshos, that means after Nisan. It's really the conception, before Nisan or after Nisan. So if it's after El, we know it's conceived after Nisan. If it's before El, it was conceived before Nisan. So it's really telling the Ibur in the conception, because Be'etzim, Elul is not his man. Nisan is his man. Tishrei is his man. So we're saying El doesn't really mean El. El means it's conceived when? Nisan. And Nisan is Taka's man. Nisan is his man. So it's telling the conception. Now the Gemara is going to say soon that Be'etzim, Tully in conception, meaning we're saying now it's Tully in Nisan, but that's when it's conceived, the animal. We find similarly when it comes to fruits that it's taket toli in chanota. Chanota is the zman where it's toli legabe the din hafrosh of tumas amaisis. And chanota is similar to being conceived.
Zok the Gemara. So that was the shita of Rameya. Now the Gemara is going to go to the second shita. That say echa betishrei. Zok the Gemara. Reb Yosi b'Rabun b'shem Rav Chuna taimed Reb Loz b'Reb Shimon. That say that Rosh Hashanah, meaning the fiscal year of Ma'aseh Behem, is Echad Tishrei. They learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says as follows: Lovshu Korim Atzoin, when the Tzoin were loivish Korim. Now Korim sounds like they're pregnant. Korim means covers. But Lovshu Korim Atzoin, when the Tzoin are pregnant, Elu Habakiros. These are the animals that gave that were conceived early, meaning in Adar, and they're moiled in Av. That's Bachiros. Adar and Av, that's a 5 month span. The Amokim, Yatfu Bar, and the Amokim, the ones that are in the animals in the Amokim, Yatfu Bar, those are Afilos, those are later. Later gave birth, later, that means they were conceived later. These are the animals that are Misachet to Misaber, that means they're Misaber in Nisan, and they're moiled in Elul. So what do we see over here? Side those that are conceived in Adar and born in Av. And side those that are conceived in Nisan and born in Elul, it says in the end of the Pasuk, Yisroyu Af Yoshiru. Af Yoshiru means that they are going to go together. Yisroyu meaning Lashon Reus. Af Yoshiru, they'll be Misasa together. Meaning, Elu V'Elu Nichlasen L'Dir Asher. It's all called the same fiscal year. Meaning, that's a shita, the second shita of Reb Lozer and Reb Shimon. That means that Yom Asher from one to another, it doesn't make a difference. It's not called Chodesh Al Yoshin. Because Rosh Hashanah L'mayis Behem is Echad B'Tishrei. So it doesn't make a difference if it was conceived in Adar and born in Av.
Or if it was conceived in Nisan and it was born in El. It doesn't make a difference. It's before Tishrei. Both of them are before Tishrei. So side of Bechirois and side of Afilois, you can be Mitzav together and be Ma'asa together. It's all the same year.
The main thing is, it's all before Tishrei. Av and El are both before Tishrei. So it's all 1 year. You can have 10 from that time period. Elu, Elu. So it's a right to Blazer Shimon Shita that the cutoff date is Tishrei. Because we see the animals that are early or late. Early or late just means Av or El. But as long as it's before Tishrei. Because Tishrei is the cutoff date. So it's a right to the second Shita. Zok the Gemara. The third Shita was Ben Azai. It seems like a Pshara. El is counted on its own. Zogt mo oben ben azay. Hoil ve elu oimim kach ve elu oimim kach. Remeya says, Roshon lemais beima is echa be'el. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon say, Roshon lemais beima is echa be'tishrei. So since I'm a supik about the halacha, so meila yohoin ho'eluliyim. So meila the elul should be counted on its own, not to get into this machloikas. Mis asa b'fri atzmon. Okay, tzad. Noldu chamisha be'av v'chamisha be'elul. If five were born in Av and five were born in El, it's a different time, a different year. El is counted on its own. So Mela or Chamisha B'Tishrei, again, Noldu Chamisha B'Av V'Chamisha B'Elu V'Chamisha B'Tishrei. Oh, you have five in Av, five in El, five in Tishrei. So there's no Tziruf of 10 in El. So Ain Mitzdarfin. You can't be Mitzdarf. You don't see 15 over here. I see five from the previous year, five from the next year, and five from the year on its own, which is called Elul.
We don't go with the suffix on the suffix.
Can't be Mis'asa L'chumah. What do you mean Mis'asa L'chumah? Fakert.
It has to be Nenna from his time.
He can't. He has to wait till there's 10 in Elul to be Mis'asa.
So he doesn't have
10.
He has 5, 5, and 5. Have to use those stones. Those stones are a suffix here, a suffix there.
Which one? The ones from Elul? Which one?
The ones from Elul are
a suffix. So the ones from Elul, because of the suffix, is Machriya. He's... until you have 10 Yasa. He holds until you have 10 in El Yasa. You have to ma'as in El, in Echanami. That's a chumra. And the Mishkan, the Bride's Gemara continues. Noldu chamisha betishrei v'chamisha ba'av. Harele mitzdarfin. If you have five that are born in Tishrei and five that are born in Av, the following Av, remember, El is the cutoff date. So if you have Tishrei this year and the following Av, 11 months later, so it's all the same year, since till El is 1 year, after El is another year, and El is own year. So Chamisha B'Tishrei and Chamisha the following Av, Harele Mitzdarfin. Frek the Gemara, the question, if Ben Azai was a Rebbe of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, how could he be Machriya on his Talmud? That's not usually what's done. You don't exactly, I'm a supik about your Talmud's Psak, that you come, because I'm Choshesh for my Talmud's Psak, so I'm being Machriya. Frek the Gemara, U Ben Azai Machriya al Divrei Talmidov. Also, it makes sense that Ben Azai is coming to Machriya on the words of his Talmud. Remeya and Reb Lozer and Reb Shimon, all his Talmidim. Zog the Gemara. Reb Yirmiyah v'Reb Maishe b'Shem Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yitzchok. The answer is as follows. Ben Azai wasn't Machriya on a suffix of Talmidim. He had a suffix in his Talmidim. Shekeinech go'olea oves ha'olam. It's really an alter machlok istanoim. It's upshot. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon said one din, and Reb Meir said another din. My Talmidim, I'm not sure which Talmud is right. No, it's Alta Machloikas Reb Akiva ready. Oves Oilom. Who are these original Tanoim? Umaninu Oves Oilom. Tone Reb Yoina, Kumi Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Shmuel Reb Akiva. The great Reb Shmuel Reb Akiva, the Tanoim, they had this Machloikas. So Ben Azai was mesupik about his Rebbeim. Zog the Gemara Zoyis Ameres. From here we see that Ben Azai chover v'talmud hoyre the Bekiva. He wasn't a Talmud of the Bekiva. He had to be a Talmud chover. Who are you to be Machriya if it's your Rebbe? It's like it's on both sides. You're doomed. If you're a Talmud, then you're not Machriya on your Rebbe. And if you're a Rebbe, you're not going mesupik about your Talmud psak. So unless you're a Talmud chover, so you're a Talmud that's on the same par. So then you're taki can be Machriya on your Rebbe too. It's a rise of Semeres Ben Azai chover v'talmud hoyre the Bekiva. He was a Talmud chover. Meaning he didn't. It wasn't a Talmud Muvik. This is Nafkamin Lagabe Aseba. We know that Aseba Talmud Eitz a Rabbi, Talmud Chover Eitz a Rabbi. Not the same din. The five Talmidim in Bnei Brak they all ask the question. Rebbe Akiva, Blaz Ben Azariah, he was a Talmud Chover. So mainly they were able to be Masev together. Zog the Moga. So Yisemeres Ben Azai Chover v'Talmud Hoyd Rebbe Akiva. Ein Tamer Rabbi. If you're going to say Rebbe Akiva was his regular Rebbe. Is Banash Omer L'Rabbe? Does it make sense for a person to say about his Rebbe? Hoyel ve'elu amru kach ve'elu amru kach. So I'm going to say like this. Who are you to be Machriya between your Rebbe? Zog di Gemara, another riot that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chover. Reb Ovun b'shem Reb Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok Shomalo. He said as follows, that he was a Talmud Chover. Min hador from the following mission in Bava Basra. Omele Ben Azai to Ben Azai told Reb Akiva there was a machlokes b'shamen b'shillel. So he said ala chalukin onu mitzdarin ela shabos lachak lenu es hashovin. There's a machlokes b'shamen over there that we're mitzdar about the machlokes, and you want to create now a new machlokes b'shamen b'shillel. There's the end of Gemara he makes a new machlokes b'shamen b'shillel. So that's not a Talmud doesn't speak like that to his Rebbe. But if it's a Talmud Chover, so then it makes sense. Zoyse Meres, Benaze Chover, Talmud Hoyle Rabbi Kiva. He wasn't just Talmud, he was Talmud Chover. Zog the Mogher, Ein Tema Rabbi. Ein Tema Rabbi means, if you're going to say that Rabbi Kiva was his regular Rebbe, is Banash Omer Rabbi? Is there a Banash, a person would talk like that to his Rebbe? Ela Shabbos Lachlik Olenus HaShovin, you're coming to create a new Machlok B'Sham B'Silol on something that up until now was Shovin, there was not a Machlokus, that's not a way a Derech of a Talmud talks to his Rebbe.
Continues the Gemara by the two dots in the middle of the Omid. Tamon Taninon. We learned a Mishnah in Bechoris as follows. Kol Anol De Me'echot B'Tishrei Ad Choftes Be'el. Any animal that was born from Aleph Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah, until Choftes El, the following 29th of Elul, Hare Elu Mitztarf, and it's all considered 1 year, and a Mitztarf from Isa Behema. However, if you have Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Ve'Hela Ach Rosh Hashanah, if you have five before Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, so it's not the same year, Ein Mitztarf and Dina Mitztarf, He Lefnei HaGoyrin Ve'Hela Ach HaGoyrin. However, you have five before the Goyrin, that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah on Dav Zayin and Beis is talking about the Goyrin, not the year of Ma'aseh Behem, the fiscal year, but the Zman that you're Mafrish, that could be Mitzarif. Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos could be Mitzarif. Or Pesach and Shavuos, that's before, Sukkos is after Rosh Hashanah. Pesach and Shavuos, or Sukkos, Pesach and Shavuos could be Mitzarif. So, Hey Lefnei HaGoyrin Ve'Hela Ach HaGoyrin, those are Vada could be Mitzarif, Hey Lefnei. Zog the Mora Omer Rabbi Yosef. Hado am oimeres. From here you can deduce that ma'isa be'emaloi also loike chenet v'loike shlish. Like we said, there's two types of ma'isa. There's a ma'isa on fruits. So those, you look at the chanota. As soon as it blossoms, the first flower comes out. That's like compared to conception. So that first stage, that's as man already that it's mitzarif. V'loike shlish. It's not like shlish. Shlish is by tvua or by zesim. It's totally in Havar Shlish. So that's this man. So over here we're saying that it's totally in Roshon, it's not totally in Chanota, and it's not totally in Shlish. Zog the Mora, ain't Temek Chanot, it's not totally in Chanota. Why? Because we said it's totally in Leda. So if it's totally in Chanota, so listi kolamu borin me'echad b'tishrei ad eskim b'tishra be'elul. Let it say all those that are conceived from Echad b'tishrei until 29th of Elul. And likewise, ain't Temek Shlish, it doesn't imply that it's totally in Havar Shlish, like we see by Tvua or like by Zesim. Because otherwise, listni kol anoldim ad esrim v'shnayim be'el. Because if you tell me that you need to have a havar shlish, so over here, later would not be the time. It would have to have 8 days after the later, because only then an animal is roi la'kover. It's only roi l'mizbech after 8 days. It's only roi l'sasher, only roi for meiser, lichlas l'dir, only after 8 days. So maybe if it's totally in shlish, then you have to wait for 8 days. That means the cutoff point would not be choftes elu. The cutoff point would be chov beis elu. Because born chov beis, you need another 8 days. So you can't wait the choftes. Choftes, the 8 days are going to go into the next year. So the fact that it doesn't say that you stop by chov beis, it's clearly not like shlish. And the fact that it doesn't say kola mubogim, those that are conceived be'echad b'tishrei, so we see clearly that's not totally in chanota. It's not totally in chanota like by fruits, which it's totally in the Roshana Lilona, it's totally in chanota, to know which what's called a year, from 1 year to another. And it's not totally in shlish like by tvur or like by zeisim. Zog the Gemara. So again, ein temek shlish listi kol anodim at eskim mishnayim be'elu. And for the Gemara, no. Reb Shammai b'shem Rabibi b'Reb Chia, he said le'olam it's kishlish. That means by Ma'aseh Behema, it's similar to Avor Shlish that we have by Tfu and by Zesim. That means 8 days into the after it's born, it's not pshat that it could be born till Choftes El. You need 8 days because after all, it needs 8 days. It's not Roila Kovet till 8 days. It's not Nichlas Adil. It's Asen till 8 days. So Zok Rav Shammai, no. Rav Shammai b'shem Rabbi Bibi b'Reb Chia. Kishlish, it's still shayach that it has a shlish. Why? Osu oisoi, osu oisoi ki Reb Shimon, dom Reb Shimon mechusas man nichlas ledir l'saser. There's a shita Reb Shimon that says in Bechoris that even an animal that did not have the 8 days and it's not going like kovah yet, but lemais is nichlas ledir l'saser. It can go together with the other animals, even though it's mechusas man. And the Dasiri now comes out, it has a Kedusha Chal on it, even though it's Be'etzim not Roel HaKrova yet. You have to wait for that Krova. You have to wait 8 days. But Lemaises, from the later, it's ready, Nichlas Adil is Aser. So Mamela, it's Doima to Avo HaShlish, because Be'etzim you have to wait 8 days. But Lemaises, the cut of time is going to be Choftes El, because you don't have to have Be'etzim the 8 days for Nichlas Adil is Aser. That's the Chiddush of the Sheet of Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Plukta Reb Shimon, Chacham hold that no, it's not Nichlas Adil is Aser. Even for the Kriya of this man of the Meiser, it has to be Dafka when it's 8 days old. So Mela, those that are born on 29th of El cannot be together with those that are born earlier because they need to have 8 days and it goes into the next year. Dafka, if you're born Chav Beis El, since you need the 8 days to be Nichlas Adil is Aser. But according to Reb Shimon, Yitaka don't need the 8 days. So it's Doima to a Shlish. It's doima to a shlish because at the end of the day, Yitaka have to wait to be makabit 8 days, but lemaisa, the cut of date is choftes el, because lemaisa, it's mitzdarif, it's nichas deal is aser. But avada le'olam, it's kishlish, but it's kishlish alibi de Reb Shimon. Zog de Gemara, kom Reb Mona, im Reb Shammai. Reb Mona asked Reb Shammai, he said, he was talking to him about his din, and he told him, Omale at amret hadomilse. You're saying that the Mishnah B'chayis is going to libid Reb Shimon, and Choftes El coincides with Reb Shimon, and taket nichnas l'dil es aser, even though it was born Choftes El. Omale in. So he told him, Omale hotamon taninon, l'maisa v'dir, it says, ben azay shita, ben azay oimer, hoyalulin misaskin l'atzmon. Now if El is misaskin l'atzmon, and El can go all the way till Choftes El, till Choftes El, it's all called 1 year, one El, and from beginning El to the end of El means the end of El doesn't have to stop 22 El. So that means loya filu noila that eschemitish of El. The Gans El means even if the choftes El. So that you're going to tell me now that means the islach lemeimar that Ben Aza is like a Reb Shimon. Ben Aza holds like a Reb Shimon because choftes El means that it's nichlas deal is aser even though it doesn't have 8 days. I'm out of that krov, you have to wait 8 days. But it's nichlas deal is aser. It can be counted together with the Maisa Behema with those that were born before Chabez, even those that were born all the way till choftes. And Ben Aza is not like Rabbonah because according to Rabbonah, the cut of date would be Chabez. And the kasha is, the mashmois is that the ratio over there in the Mishnah, it says the muborim are from Echa B'Tishrei until 29 El. So that we're saying is the Shitas of Shimon. Is Masha Ben Aza is not the Shitas of Shimon. Zog Demo, you have to say as follows. Elo, kumodat oma al Ben Azai. The gears of the gun. Just like you say about Ben Azai. That when he says that Noilat Be'el means, that's Mis'asa Be'atzmon. That means even after 22 El. It's ma'asa together with the rest of the animals. But avada, it will be considered a chisar and mechusas man. So with those that are born after chobez, it means be'etzim, minichan l'shon abo, you have to wait for the next year. And then they're mis'aser together with what? Mis'aschen im b'nei shnoson. That means the be'etzim, it's going according to the Rabbonon. And just like according to Rabbonon, it doesn't mean till the end of the month. It really means 8 days earlier. You have to stop because you need the 8 days. And anything afterwards, Miss Asa Lashon Abo, so to come to Ben Azai. It means going into the ones that are Nichla in B'nai Shtosan for the next year. And El doesn't mean the whole El. El really means the Chav Beis El. Zog Dema Omer Abchir, Zoy Semeres, Yomim, Shabachor, Mechusas Man Bohen, is Oilun Loy L'Tech Shnosoy. That means the Mechusas Man is not the Pshat, the year is a year and 8 days. The 8 days is a chelik of the year. The Mechusas Man is a chelik of the year, and you start from the later, and it's up after a year, and it's not pshat, you have another 8 days after that. So, I'll bring you a posik of them, Omer Abmona, Omer Abyoina, Abba, Shomalei Hado, meaning, it's stated in posik, Kol Abuchai, She Yivoleid, Hazocha Takdish. It's totally in the later. Hoketzad, Mishas Leidosad, Moina Loishona, you count a year from the later, and you don't say, you count another 8 days afterwards, and the Shona is only starts after the 8 days when it's Roel HaKrova. No, the Zman, that it's Mechusa Zman, is Oilu L'Tech Shnosai. We'll stop over here by the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis.